Hey, Cleaning Nation, ever listen to the show and think, if I could just get this guy to help me out, I would save so much time and frustration, or my life would be awesome if I could just get a few of these systems they're actually talking about actually implemented in my business? Well, if that's you, I've got some spectacular news. I am hosting our first ever live event. We are personally going to walk through the Clean Profit Method with no more than 16 owners and cleaning companies in just 2.5 days. I cannot wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method together. If this is scratching where you itch, stop watching or listening to the show right now and go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details. Like I said, I can't wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to start the show by telling you what amazing human beings you are. Thank you for being the best community in the universe. We really appreciate when you subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, when you subscribe and give us comments on the YouTube, thumbs up, all that good stuff. You all are amazing human beings. Thank you. That's what keeps this show going. Today, we are chatting with Andrew Maunder from Made Global. They launched February 16th of 2018, so very recently in Provo, Utah. If you want to reach out to Andrew and his team, you get a hold of them at www.made-global.com. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Glad to have you, my friend. You may or may not win the award this month, at least, for the newest launch of a cleaning company. What? Tell us a little bit of background about how you kind of went from the real world into our little cleaning universe.
So it was kind of a funny transition. I actually my sister actually owns a cleaning company back home in Wales in the United Kingdom, and so we were talking, and she obviously was being really successful with it, and she had this struggle that she was having, which was basically getting customers and getting clients and pairing them up. So I came up with this idea to basically launch a business to do that through the website and through the app that we've just launched actually today. So that's kind of how I got into the business, was through her and kind of taking an idea that she had and then just kind of building upon that to get into the business.
Okay. So instead of the traditional model of kind of hiring W-2 employees, it sounds like you're trying to create an online marketplace where people who want to clean but don't want to market can come, and people who want cleaners but don't care if they're kind of with a company, so to speak, can get paired up. Am I picking up what you're laying down?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. So online marketplace, we basically get individuals looking for part-time, full-time, part-time, whatever they want to do, and then pairing them up with people who might not be looking for a long-term commitment, just kind of a one-time cleaning job, or once a month or once every 6 months, whatever they want to do. It's very, very easy, very, very flexible model. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Fantastic. And there are a lot of folks that take the what we're doing and are trying to have that angle of a digital marketing company meets cleaning. And, as with just about every other model, some meet with lots and lots of success, some struggle. So what can we do today to help you be on the successful side, my friend?
So my biggest struggle right now is getting the leads. I'm getting a lot of traffic to my website, but not converting those into customers. So that's where I'm struggling. That's where I need the help, is just kind of figuring out how to maybe break down those barriers and get a few more customer signups. Provider wise, we're doing really well, but we could really use some more customers to keep all those providers busy.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, anytime I hear of a conversion problem, I want to know the source of the traffic, right? Because if you put, hey, free naked ladies and pictures of kittens doing cute things, click here. And then you try and sell them cleaning services, obviously the conversion rate won't be fantastic. So not obviously that's not what you're doing, but an extreme example of bad traffic to website match. So what kind of sources of traffic are you getting, and what's the pre-frame, right? What happened to the people that come to your website right before they arrive at your site?
So right now, everything we're doing is through Facebook. Facebook obviously is a huge marketing tool through, you know, social networking. I basically joined
paid, organic, or both?
I'm doing both. So I'm spending about, I'm on a really limited budget right now. So I'm spending $30 to $50 a month just running one ad for over 30 days. So I'm spending about $1 to $2 a day. And then my other approach has been to join all of the classified paid groups and all of the jobs hiring groups, and then post in advertisements with a link to the website through that. But like I said, we've been getting a lot of traffic that way, just not converting a whole lot into actual customers.
All right, so let's talk about those separately because they're very different strategies. So first and foremost, anytime I'm going to do paid advertising, my goal is to liquidate my initial traffic cost as quickly as possible, to break even.
Right.
Because you said the magic word. You're like, hey, I have a limited budget. Everyone does. Warren Buffett, the late, great Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, pick anyone. They all have a limited budget, right? Their limits might be a little higher than yours, but everyone's got a limited budget. Unless and until we can make a profit right off the bat, in which case we have an unlimited budget, right? If every dollar I put into my Facebook campaign gets me $2, I effectively have an unlimited budget. I may still be stopped by the number of the search volume, right? Facebook can only show the ad to so many targeted people, but at least I'm not limited by budget. So my first and foremost goal is going to be to find a way to get an initial sale that's such a no-brainer that anyone would just be like, anyone that was a good fit, right? Obviously, if you're trying to sell women's yoga pants to a 220-pound fellow like myself, it doesn't matter how good you can give them to me for free. I'm not interested.
Right.
So we got to make sure that we've got the right targeting, and then I make an offer that's just so darn stupid, even if I didn't make any money on it, that a lot of people are going to take me up on it, and maybe I can pay for the traffic, right? So if I can say, hey, a click costs me $3, and I make an offer that's, you know, $97 for a whole house clean or something, and that only makes me $20, but I can get, you know, one in four people to take it, I break even. So on the first and foremost thing I'm going to try and do is test a lot of different things to a lot of different audiences, right? Because the same offer to a poor audience will have a totally different result than to a very good audience, right? If you've got people that are desperately in need of cleaning and have lots of money, you're able to communicate with them effectively, that's going to be a very different conversion conversation or cycle than, you know, somebody that, again, is looking for kittens doing cute things that wandered onto your website. So first and foremost, that's what I'm going to do on the paid side, is try and liquidate my traffic costs. So whatever my revenue is equivalent to my traffic spend. That way I can spool that up quickly. Any questions on that before we kind of hit the organic side?
No, that makes sense.
Okay, cool. And that takes time, right? We can't just make that offer right off the bat. There's a lot of testing, and generally you'll invest money to, you know, that you're going to lose oftentimes, or if not lose, but, you know, it won't be break even. You'll spend more than you get at the beginning. But once you do that for a while, once you get that magic break even offer, then you can really spool up until it stops working. Then you got to keep testing. All right. So that said, we've talked about marketing before, and you've got to have time or money. So it sounds like right now, like, hey, I've got a little bit of each. Don't have a ton of time, don't have a ton of money. So I'm trying to do both. That's great. Paid ads for Facebook would be for folks that have more money than time. The organic piece of it, in terms of just, you know, kind of skulking about or trying to add value to groups, you know, just one-to-one, that obviously can be very effective, but it takes time, right? If you're chatting with me, or, you know, messaging her, or doing whatever you're doing, you can automate that to a degree, but there's still going to be some sort of physical limitations of how much you can do of that at a given time, correct? Until you start paying someone else.
Yeah.
But then we're back to budget. So I like that you're okay with, hey, some, you know, when I have more money, I'll kind of dive into those more. When I have more time, I'll dive into that more. So I think that approach is healthy. That said, first and foremost, I think I'm going to try and give as much value as I can to my people before I ask for money. So, and this is, if you had a bigger budget to have you do this on the paid Facebook side, well, actually, let's walk that through, because it can be the same. You can use this strategy for both paid and organic traffic. So first and foremost, I want to find out what the biggest pain my people have and try and help them solve it and show them I can help them by helping them. So here's a good question for you. I know you're new to your market, but what would you say their biggest pain is from an emotional level, right? So not, you know, it's not that their house is dirty and they want it clean. It's that their house is dirty and that makes them feel a certain way and they want to feel a different way. Hey, Cleaning Nation, are you enjoying the show? Want to go from listening to doing? If you're committed to making this the year that you kick your company into hypergrowth and actually start implementing all the systems that I coach on this show that will allow you to work on your business instead of in it, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details on our upcoming live event. I'm going to personally walk you and 15 other entrepreneurs through the entire Clean Profit method in just 2.5 days. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. I know I'm kind of getting a little philosophical, but does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that does make sense.
Okay, so in the short time, and again, no judgment because you're just getting started, but from where you're at, what is your target market's biggest pain?
The biggest pain? Well,
they're coming to your website hoping to solve a problem. What's that problem?
The problem is that they've got a dirty house or dirty office and they want it clean. So,
okay.
So the biggest pain for them is probably right now, I would say possibly, I don't know, maybe not enough categories, maybe not enough in their area, perhaps.
Probably not. I don't think anyone is coming to your website going, hey, I need more choices for cleaners. They don't care how many choices. They just want their pain solved. So again, their pain isn't that they have a dirty, let's go residential, because that's just everyone gets residential.
Right.
A better question, instead of you saying, hey, let me try and guess what their pain is, I would have been okay if you said, well, which customer? I've got multiple. So if I'm a wealthy single male lawyer with a big bachelor pad that I want to look fancy because I work 100 hours a week and when I come home, damn it, I want everything to be perfect, that's one pain, right? I want to feel special. I want to feel important. I want to feel like all this work I'm putting in is somehow paying off in my personal life and I don't have time or interest in cleaning. Now, if I'm a 36-year-old woman with 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a husband who works and I stay home, I might have guilt around I should be doing this and cooking dinner and feeding my kids and taking them to school and doing all this extra project, and I physically can't, and I really need that guilt solved. You see how they both have a dirty home. Yeah. Okay, well, there you go. Perfect. So you know one. You know at least one target customer. So both of them could be said to have a pain of a dirty house, right? But if you give both of them the same advertising copy, i.e. you have a dirty house and have money, I have cleaners and want money, we should get together, right? That's not super appealing, and you're just going to mix in with every other cleaner out there, and it's going to come down to price, right? Well, if that's the only conversation we're having, well, then how much money do you want to clean my place? And I'll just get 7 bids online, and I'll go with the cheapest, which is not your ideal customer. The conversation you want to have is, and again, let's go with the female, since you're like, I know that woman. I happen to be living with her, right? We want to solve that pain. So you might have a blog that you write on 5 ways to have your kids do better in school without fighting over homework. And your target market might go, oh my gosh, that's me, right? And they'll read that blog. And if you, whether they come through organic traffic because you organically tell them to go, or you send paid traffic to that blog or to that post, and quick little hint here, if I want to send someone to my opt-in, hey, sign up for my webinar, sign up for my free ebook, that might be a $3 to $5 click. If I just say, hey, go read this free blog, nothing to sign up for at all, that might be a 63-cent click, right? You can get those clicks way cheaper. And we're getting a little bit in the weeds, but it's a good question. I want to make sure that we give you guys the tools that you need. You can pixel those folks with Facebook, right? You can say, hey, everyone that comes to this blog post, and this might, and again, we might have 2 or 3, one on how to get your kids to have straight A's without spending a bunch of time on school projects. The other one could be how to keep your house dog hair, you know, your house animal hair free, even if you've got 2 or more pets. The third one might be how to keep a clean household with dual incomes and more than and two kids or more, right? Very different pain points. But if I click on that, I have told you a world of information about me, right? There's a very little chance I'm going to click on how to keep a clean home with no pet hair, even if you've got two or more pets. Well, if I click on that, I've told you two things. One, I probably own my own home. Two, I probably have two or more pets. And three, I'm unhappy about it. So you can get that click with no opt-in, just a free, hey, here's free value for, you know, call it 50, 60 cents, very cheap. You can retarget those people and then now say, hey, I want to show a different ad to everyone that's been on that blog. And that might cost me $1 or $2. But I know something about them. I'm going to sell them a, hey, remove every stitch of pet hair in your house for $97. You know what? See what I'm saying? I'm gonna create an offer that I know gives value to them. So instead of just trying to go from which everyone else is doing, cold traffic, I don't know you, I don't like you, I don't trust you to give me money, that's a really tough one. Go to giving them some value in advance, right? Here's a free article that you're going to read and like. And then guess what? Now, if you show those people that have gotten a free article, especially if you've got limited advertising, not just for you, Andrew, but everybody listening, if you've got limited advertising, you want to do paid ads, push organic traffic to a blog, a specific blog, right? I didn't say have a dirty house, want it clean, go here, because now I don't know how to follow up with them. But if I say, you know, are you working 80 hours, a single male working 80 hours a week or more and want to come home to a sparkling clean place that you've worked your tail off to feel beautiful? That's a very specific ad. So guess what? When I retarget them and show them other ads, I'm going to show him an ad with now maybe an offer or now maybe an opt-in or now, hey, come to this webinar or download this free guide where I'm going to say, give me your information in exchange for another free piece of content that's going to help you. I'm going to show you I can help you by helping you. Then I might try and sell them something, right? So that's how you're going to have a little better luck or a lot better luck actually converting leads to sales, is if you prepare those leads with some sort of value in advance, right? They're coming to your website to solve a problem. If you show them that you can solve that problem by solving a little bit with information or video or whatever, then when you go to ask them for money to solve that problem, there's a degree of knowability, likability, and trustability, and things like price either fall off the list entirely in terms of what's important, or they're down to 4, 5, or 6 as opposed to number one. So big concepts. I threw a lot at you in a really quick amount of time. Any questions before we hit the lightning round?
No. Actually, that was a lot of really great information. I really appreciate it.
That's why we're here, my friend. Yeah. All right. Well, let me take a break and see if we can't get some of your wisdom and experience out to the world. Lightning round is 3 quick questions. Yep. You're going to give 3 amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received? This can be personal or professional.
The best piece of advice I ever received was actually when I was in car sales. And it was 75% of people buy from someone they like, know, and trust. So that really ties in with what you were saying there about the blog.
Yeah, I owned a car dealership and I found that to be 100% if it's possible, right? If they, yep, if they've got a friend in the car business, they don't know somebody, and 100% is not true, but much closer to 100% of the time they're going to buy from that person. And yeah, so the percent where they don't buy from someone they know, like, and trust is just because they don't think they can find anyone they know, like, and trust. It's not that that's not what they want. Yeah. They just can't, they don't know that they have one. And which ties in perfectly with what we're talking about. What we're really doing is getting your customers to know, like, and trust you before you try to offer to sell something. So, well, nice way to contextualize what we're talking about, my friend. Question number two. I know you're new, but I also know you're a bright enough guy that you've probably already made a bunch of mistakes, and hopefully you're willing to share some. What's the biggest mistake you've made in your newly minted cleaning business career?
The biggest mistake, I think, I don't know, probably jumping in headfirst without doing, you know, all of my research and, you know, really trying to figure out how much everything was going to cost as far as, you know, building an app, building a website, building, you know, a clientele. You know, it costs a lot of money. You know, it's very easy to start a business. It's not very expensive to start a business, but it's very expensive to keep one running. So, keeping it self-funded and not doing the research on all of that, I think, is probably my biggest mistake. But hey, you live and learn.
Well, you're in good company. That sounds like 92% of the entrepreneurs I know jumping out of the plane first and trying to figure out how to make that parachute on the way down. So yeah. not required to be successful, but you're not the first or the last, my friend. So if that's the worst mistake you make, you're, like I said, you're in good company. Okay. Last question. What's one easy to implement idea, something really simple that Cleaning Nation could put into practice right away that will improve their lives or their business, even if just a little bit?
Never lose hope, never lose belief in yourself, and just always set yourself a goal and shoot for that goal, and no matter what it takes.
Gosh, couldn't agree more. You were just correct, and correct. All right, Andrew, well said, well played. Thank you so much for sharing your experience and where you've been, where you're going. Had a really good conversation with you. Thanks for joining Cleaning Nation. If you want to check out Andrew's show notes page and get everything you need, all that value in advance to show people you can help them by helping them, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out right now. We'll get you sorted. I'll see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.